This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, Padres continuing their spring today against the Chicago Cubs. Gave you the lineup earlier. Mostly regulars again. And Randy Vasquez is starting. We talked with Sammy Leavitt in our last segment. And I feel like, I don't know who's the favorite for that last starter spot. Is it Matt Waldron because of his long stretch of good play last year? Is it Randy Vasquez who finished the year stronger and has the experience? Or is it Kyle Hart, the guy who they signed from Korea to try to win this job as the fifth starter?
Man, I don't know, and I go back and forth on it again. And you know, Schulte was pretty high on Randy Vasquez when we talked to him at FanFest. And, like you said, finished the year pretty strong. And there's definitely some underlying things with Randy Vasquez you look at and you go, yeah, we think you can be really effective. But with Waldron, the reason I like Waldron is that nobody can game plan for it. Problem is, your catchers really can't game plan for it either. And if he's off, it's off, you know, and you kind of run the risk. But it's also a fifth starter. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like your number one guy. Like, I'm okay with being able to mix it up on a team. If you go into a three-game series with a team with your bottom three guys going, and you got Matty Waldron, his knuckleball's on, I mean, you win that ball game going away.
I think even I'm guilty of this. We all tend to dream on what we don't know. And, you know, you think Kyle Hart, well, you know, he figured it out in Korea, and if he comes back, he may be better than a number five.
Correct.
He might be the revelation. That's honestly a long shot. I think if you're going with the smart bet, in my mind, the smart bet is Randy Vasquez. I think he's the best major league quality pitcher and arm that they have for the fifth rotation spot. And he made 20 starts last year, and he actually made some good ones down the stretch as the Padres were battling for a playoff spot. And it's probably, in my mind, if I know Mike Schilt enough, I'm thinking that he's at least quietly thinking it's Randy Vasquez's job to lose.
Or is he quietly thinking, I hope it's Randy Vasquez in
maybe
the fifth? Because,
maybe,
again, I think, you know, again, there's no knuckleballers, right? There's no knuckleballers out there, which is why I kind of like the element of surprise. You know, you can throw a guy in your fourth starter is Nick Pivetta, Benny, who throws hard and he gets a lot of strikeouts. And then the next day you got to go out and you got to face Matt Waldron. That's pretty nasty if done correctly. So, honestly, you know, it'd be nice to have 6, 7, 8 guys that you could count on.
All right, let me get to the biggest fan because Beatrice has a meeting and wants to know if it's her. Unfortunately, it's not you. You
can go. Sorry, Beatrice.
Go to your meeting, Beatrice. The biggest fan, if you hear your name, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. If you call back in those 10 minutes, you'll qualify for our grand prize night in the Odyssey Suite. 20 tickets and, you know, you get to go with all your friends and enjoy our Odyssey Suite. It's just behind home plate at Petco Park for a game this season. You can register your name like Beatrice did at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. But our biggest fan today at 9 a.m. is Austin Shirk from Chula Vista. Austin Shirk, You're now on the clock. You've got your 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Annie and Elston will have a name for you at 1, and Gwen and Chris will have the last name today at 5:30.
I know an Andrew Shirk. I wonder if there's any relation. Andrew and Austin?
A lot of parents do like to do the same first letter thing on names.
Yeah.
So definitely a possibility. Is it S-H-I-R-K?
I've got a...
Shirk?
Yeah, Shirk. Yeah. I've got on, between my T-ball teams, I've got a, they're all siblings, Rowan, Raylan, and Rickson.
Yeah.
Got all the three R's. Yeah, and their last name is also an R as well. So I've got all of that.
Rowan too. Is definitely a name. Rowan.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Raylan and Rickson, I've never heard of.
Rowan Atkinson?
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson.
But I've heard of Rowan. I've never heard of Raylan Rickson. And Rickson.
Yeah. People are, they're mixing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of the most Encinitas 2025 names I've ever heard.
It's fair. Fair. I could read you guys my whole rosters. You guys would get it.
Jackson.
Pull it up.
Jackson. 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 Rowan, Raylan,
no,
Rickson, and
it's
Jackson.
Be, can you spell it? It's the spelling.
Oh, yes. There's J-A-X-E-N-O-N-J-A-C-S-O-N.
Raylan, R-E-I-G-H-L.
Yeah, Raylan.
Here we go. We got Lauren, who's my son.
That's Bo.
Bo. Blake, Cal, Cole, Colton, Dylan, Pfeiffer, Gabriel, Jackson, Luca, Rowan, Ryan, Wes.
Pfeiffer.
Nice. What a player.
How's that one spelled?
Oh,
with a P or an F?
F.
F.
What a player
how
he
do you,
is.
How do you spell that?
F-I-F-E-R.
Pfeiffer.
Then you got Bodie, Cameron, Taylor, Colby, Jace, Leo, Raylan, Rickson, Ryder, Tanner. Is that elite or is that elite, dude?
It just sounds like a Little League team.
So I wonder, like, I was trying to think of my Little League team when I was a kid. It was Scott, Steve, Mark, Mike, Ben, John. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You go.
Mine, I think I'm thinking Brian, Todd.
Todd made an appearance in the
80s. There's a lot of Ryans and Bryans. Ryan or Brian, and you had to enunciate
Ryan,
clearly.
Brian.
Yep. Ryan, Brian.
Yep.
There weren't a lot of Bens. I was, I think, the only Ben I remember. Eric, a lot of Erics.
Andrews. Yes.
Yeah. Real quick, you want to take our biggest fan and see
yeah,
if that's...
let's see.
Oh, all
yes.
Right, I think this Austin? Is our biggest fan. Austin, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, dude?
Congratulations. You have made it inside, well inside the 10-minute deadline, and you have qualified for our grand prize drawing for the biggest fan of the night in the Odyssey Suite. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. Do you have a brother named Andrew?
Yeah.
Dude, I used to play ball with him.
You did?
Yeah, dude, he's a good player. Good player. If it's the same Andrew Shirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He played shortstop, and he made me work over there at first base sometimes, but he had a good arm. Tell Andy Woods he says hello.
All right, I will.
Awesome, dude. And congrats. Hope you win and get the shirts up there.
Hang on the line, Paul. He'll make sure all your information is correct. But congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Excellent. Excellent work. Small world out there. And speaking of small world, Ben, something happened this morning to maybe this program that I need to figure out.
Something that doesn't in my radar, I don't really care, but for you...
You don't care.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess, I mean, it's interesting if it happened.
It's all I've been thinking about for the last 20 or 30 minutes.
I want to...
See, that's... I'm not.
I want to leave.
I want
our show to be over so I can go check this out. So we got a tweet this morning from Steph. Congratulations at Ben and Woods for making a partial clip on Howard Stern. I had to go back and listen to make sure it was you guys. So I've been racking my brain since I got the tweet. Why would we end up on the Howard Stern show? And I started thinking about, you know, like, because they have people that just...
They do, like, news. Like, Ben, remember you were on the, like, Trevor Noah's show?
Yeah,
they played
right.
a news clip.
Tosh.0?
Yeah, you were on Tosh.
Clips all over the place.
When you got hit by a car, was that
right.
on Tosh?
I was on Tosh, yeah.
That is phenomenal.
Daily Show, and I was on
and that didn't,
Conan O'Brien.
That didn't, like, get you excited?
No, that was cool. I guess.
So why is Howard Stern not cool? You're in radio.
I don't think it's anything that I did that got us on Howard Stern.
We don't know what it was.
We don't know what it is.
That's true. We don't know.
But
we don't know.
Based on when that post came in, like Howard would have been live around 4 a.m.
Yes.
Probably goes till about 7 a.m. local time. It was in the 8 o'clock hour here on the West Coast. So it's the replay, I'm sure, of the live show. So you don't really know when it was. And I was kind of looking on my app, like, They labeled each segment of the show.
What did they talk about?
I mean, right now they're talking about the Yankees and facial hair. Like, we talked about that.
I don't know if our takes were so.
But they're not a sports show, so maybe they looked up. Maybe they looked up some sports radio shows talking about the Yankees. I don't know. Lesbian porn prank.
Doubt.
I don't think
doesn't
we talked about that,
that
one.
Doesn't
biggest seem. Pervert reaction.
They did a.
You did talk about.
I did mention that they did a test on the show. They had like a doctor. I think that was off the air though.
Well, I think you mentioned it off.
I
the air.
I think it was off the air.
So I'm curious to know. Like,
you know,
was
they
it
say
a,
he's got, you know, people watching everywhere? Maybe that was an off the air clip they stole for our show.
Potentially, they did a test on the show with the whole staff to see who the biggest pervert was, and they had brought in a doctor, and she, you know, gave him the test and then analyzed. It was really really brilliant. Who is it on this show?
I'd like to think that it's probably you or me.
I'd say it's you, by far. Chris has been. We should put a poll. I don't want to steal his bit outright, but I also kind of want to find a doctor to come in and administer the same test. And be like,
I just
hey,
think,
Howard, I'm sorry, but like, it's a really good bit.
I don't think that there's any, there shouldn't be any judgment. Involved
no, there is no judgment. And they didn't really judge either. They were just more like, oh.
I mean,
like,
what is perverted now, though? I mean, what used to be considered is now considered quite normal, I would think. Healthy, normal, human, you know.
James says, all you guys look like pervs. That's fair.
That is fair. Yeah.
That's fair. I would really like to take this test. Ben is a perv for golf and true. Aztecs basketball.
True.
If you could judge,
I mean, if it's
somebody,
just an obsession with something, is that all it is? God.
No.
I'm not creepy, though. I'm not a creepy person
you're not,
at all.
You're not creepy. I'm not creepy. Paulie's not creepy. Perverted, though. Yeah. Yeah, no clips of us doing that.
What was that in reference to? Again?
What was that
I don't
from?
Know.
Brian Dutcher got
master,
a new sweater vest or something?
I think it was.
I could listen to it all day. Yeah, what is a pervert?
I don't even know.
Read it. Figure it out. Definition. Somebody ask Grok or something.
I mean, it's, you know.
Just read it. Read the definition.
All right.
Because I want to know. Also, can we take an online test?
Let's see. A noun. A person whose sexual behavior is regarded as abnormal and unacceptable. See, I don't do anything I would say unacceptable.
Unacceptable is
all
the
right, title. Hang on. We got a caller that just called in. His name's Kevin.
Kevin.
He says, I was wondering if the guys knew that they were on the Howard Stern show this morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, Kevin, I need to hear this entire story.
So I listen to Stern every day that he's on.
Us too.
And they were doing a segment on, first of all, on the Yankees with their reversal of the facial hair ban. And then that led into the Justin Tucker massage scandal. And he started joking about how unfortunate it is that sports shows are still subject to FCC regulations and how they had to dance around what happened. And so they played the clip of Woodsy talking about it being a surprise.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, my God. My voice was on Howard Stern today, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was unmistakable. It was you. So I was like, oh, I got to call in and tell him.
Dude, thank you so much for calling. Also, I've been threatening to retire. It's not going to get much better than this. I'll see you guys.
Have fun at spring training.
Kevin, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
You don't get compensated for that, Woods. You know, you're not getting compensated for.
Wow.
Thank you, Kevin, for saving them from having to listen through hours and hours and hours to find it. Now, can we play that?
Yeah,
like,
I think we can.
I mean, if he can play us, we can play him. That's all's fair. You know, turnabout is fair
but
play.
But he was probably making fun of me for having to, like, dance around it.
Well, you did
which
have
is
to dance
fine,
around
dude.
It, which is
I don't
fine.
Care.
Congratulations.
I mean,
Woods.
I'll try to find it before the end of the hour.
I'm
like,
dead.
Long dream.
Definitely have it tomorrow.
That is on. That's on the resume. Once briefly appeared on the Howard Stern show by proxy.
Our dear friend, Howard Stern.
Hey, hang on one second, guys. Let me check. Look at this. Howard Stern's texting me to see if I want to come on the air. Unbelievable. That's a true story. That actually happened. Paulie told that story last week. Worked for a guy that literally said,
"Yeah, we had a show meeting before in the studio around 5:30 every morning.
Yeah,
and we're just kind of sitting there. All right, let's start with this. Oh, we got so and so calling in at this time, and then all of a sudden I just hear
the laugh.
The guy's looking at his phone. And we're like, "What's going on over there?" He goes,
"Nothing.
Like, what's going on?" He goes,
Tell us.
Howard Stern's texting me. He wants me to come on the show this morning and talk football. I don't know if I should do it. And I go, let me see. He goes, I can't find it. I'm like, I don't believe you. Let me see.
Because you're lying through your teeth.
Howard Stern's live on the air in New York
texting you to come on and talk football. All right, well, I'm going to freak out when I hear it. I'm going to lose my mind.
I want to see can you film your reaction to listening to it for the first time?
I don't know if I can, actually. We'll try to find
we'll
it,
after,
it the after
the
show.
We'll do it after the show.
That's pretty cool,
and
dude.
I was sure Howard was going to be playing a clip of me talking about SDFatLoss.com.
Potentially.
Turns out that wasn't it. He really should, though. It's great, not just for people in San Diego, but really anywhere. You can follow the program online. You actually don't have to be in San Diego to follow the SDFatLoss.com program. You can lose weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day, up to 10 to 20% of your entire body weight in 60 days, like I did. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, and I have kept the weight off for over a year and a half now. And I'm not the only one. Chris and Scraby in the afternoon lost 77 pounds combined, I think it is. We have tier ones like Manny. He's lost 93 pounds, 50 in the first 60 days. Then he went and dropped an additional 43 pounds. If we can all do it, you can do it as well. No injections, no drugs, and it's all based on food you're just normally eating, like chicken and steak and fish. You don't have to buy any shakes or bars or mixes. Find out how it works. Get a free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. And if you sign up for the program now, here in the month of February, you're going to get $200 off to change your life for the better. I mean, you're saving money at the same time. Why not? Why not? What do you have to lose except for the weight? Go to sdfatloss.com. Set up your free consultation today at sdfatloss.com. Got some SDSU tickets to give away. Woods is still reeling from the news from our caller.
I think I'm close. I'm sifting through some of the Howard Stern show.
Well, I'm sure we will have it all dialed in by tomorrow. So we can look forward to that on the Tuesday edition of Ben and Woods.
It's crazy. My phone just blew up. Dan wants to know if we can do a quick birthday shout-out. My sister Christy is the most Dodger-hating, bleed brown and gold Padre fan in all the land and loves Ben and Woods. Today's her birthday. She's listening right now. Christy, happy birthday to you. I am also a Dodger-hating, brown and gold Padre fan. Also love Ben and Woods.
That's the good kind of shout-out. We also had a shout-out to her family. I'll give Paulie a second if he wants to set it up here for us. But I saw this headline a little earlier today, and always for Woodsy, a musical legend when they pass is a big one.
The great Roberta Flack passed away at the age of 88 years old.
And, Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly is her probably her biggest hit, but the one that I love is The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. It, honest to God, makes me weep. I can't listen to it. It's the sweetest, saddest, most beautiful love song I think I've ever heard. And she passed away at 88. A voice that I grew up listening to, certainly in my house, big Motown type, family. And she had the golden pipes. But Killing Me Softly, I'd say, is probably her biggest hit.
Paulie, if you would, as we do on the Ben and Woods program, when we lose them.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty.
Her Majesty, Roberta Flack.
And then right back to the
right back to the techno
dance, techno beat. Quite a majesty, though.
Yeah, very much
yes,
so.
Roberta Flack.
Yes. Shout out to your family.
Yeah.
Life well lived.
Very, very much so. All right, let's see. What do we got here? I don't know. We spent a lot of time earlier talking about SDFC. If anyone's joining us late, I think the consensus was we were all pretty excited to see yesterday's game and the way it unfolded. And even if SDFC had lost, it was still a big moment. Just, years in the making, finally getting to that first game. I was thinking, I've never in my lifetime I have never seen the first game of a major league franchise. Because
the San Diego Seals.
The Clippers had already existed when they moved from Buffalo in 1978. Yeah, I mean, the Seals, you know, other franchises are on a slightly lower scale, have come and gone over the years. But the Chargers were already here when I was born. The Padres were born in 1969 on a major league level. Nice. So by the time I was born, they were already established. So this was something new for me to see the first game ever. And now I can honestly say I've seen every game in SDFC's history on the Major League Soccer level, and they are 1-0. They've got full 3 points in the standings. Andres Dreyer is tied for the league lead in goals, I think, with like six other players who had 2 goals in their first games over the weekend. It's a 34-game schedule, so a long
way to go.
What's
that called again? A brace?
A brace! Yeah, two goals is a brace. 3 goals is?
Hat trick.
A hat trick, just like in hockey. But what a great way to start their franchise history. Not only winning, but winning on the road, and winning on the road against the defending league champions.
Had not lost there since October of 23 is, I believe.
Went completely undefeated. I think they had 17 wins and 4 ties or something at home last season. So they hadn't lost since the previous season near the end in October. A home match. And they were huge, huge favorites over. I mean, you would have taken a tie, absolutely a draw.
A draw, yes.
No questions asked. That would have been a great result for SDFC in their first game. A win beyond belief. A 2-goal win going away that they probably could have won by even more. Not even thinkable, really, for the first match in SDFC history. So, really well done. And I was impressed, and again, as my kind of layman soccer viewing eyes, it looked crisp. You know, they would make those quick passes where it's like 1, 2, 3, tic-tac-toe around, and it didn't always result in much, but they didn't look like they were stumbling around. It looked like they had been playing together for years and years. And remember, none of these guys really knew each other until, what?
A few weeks ago.
2 months ago when they had their first practices and started training camp. Most of them, I think 15 guys, had never played in MLS before. Now, some were coming over from professional teams in Europe and other parts of the world, but they only had like 3 or 4 guys with any discernible MLS experience. So really, to put that all together in such a short period of time, well done by Mikey Varis and his coaching staff and Tyler Heaps, the general manager, for putting that team together from scratch to the point where in their first game, they looked absolutely 100%, not only competitive, but like a playoff contender this year.
SDFC was the better side from the opening whistle, Ben. More direct, more dynamic, more ideas, proactive. Galaxy had a couple of looks in the 80s, but Dos Santos made the necessary plays. It's one thing to win your debut. It's another to beat the defending champs clinically on their own pitch.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Turnabout is fair play. I swiped that directly from Craig Elston's Blue Sky account. So there you know. I mean, they're going to read Benny's tweets.
They read Ben's Aztecs tweets.
Yeah,
we're going to read Craig's Aztecs Blue Sky posts.
I was looking at myself to see if he was here. He came in and punched me in the back of the head.
Well, I'll trust his soccer knowledge, certainly. He's
100%.
Been around the game for quite a while.
100%.
So if he thinks that SDFC was the better side, then I believe it.
It was
the better side.
It was crazy. I mean, it was crazy to see. And also, it was crazy for me to get so excited as I did, as I was wolfing down my carne asada burrito watching on my phone. It was really, really awesome. And then, you know, of course, when the game ends, the look on Mikey Varis' face and Chucky Lozano's face, and it was really, really special.
I think the funny thing is, because in soccer, of course, unlike other American sports, the clock doesn't count down.
The what?
The clock doesn't count down.
Because I thought you said something else.
It counts up.
Sounded to me like that you said
you get the
something else entirely.
I said clock. I'm pretty sure I said clock.
No, he didn't.
Felt like I said clock.
No, I don't. We can go back and listen, of course. I'm pretty sure
didn't. You know, there's like an approximate amount of stoppage time.
Yes.
But then at some point you get to the end and everyone's like, when is it going to end? Like,
I know.
And there was this shot of Mikey hitting like
his
wrist.
Watch,
like,
let's
time,
go!
Let's go! Let's get to when's the time? It's going to be cut.
I'll tell you. Look, and I know this is how it's always been. I said the exact same thing last night. I'm watching the game. The announcers are having to dance around it a little bit. Like, well, of course, there's going to be some extra time at the end, and we don't know when this game, because LAFC was in
Galaxy.
God dang it, again! The Galaxy was in our zone, Ben. chance after chance after chance to get on the board. And you're just going, oh, God, how much time are they going to add? And when you saw the 5 minutes come out, a couple of chances, and then it cleared. It cleared again a couple times. You're like, we got this thing in the bag, man. It was really, really fun, and I got way, way into it. My wife's already texted me and asked if we should take the kids on Saturday, and I just said, I would love to be there. I don't want to be there with them at 7:30 on Saturday, and I love all of you guys, but I can't do it.
It's a little late for your
fam. It's Ben, where's your mic on?
Oh, it's a little late for your fam. 7:30 is bedtime.
They're in bed by 7. So there's no way on a Saturday night I'm dragging those guys out there. There's just no chance.
All right, let's see. The Aztecs will hope they'll be the better side tomorrow night when they host New Mexico in a very, very important Mountain West showdown. We get some tickets to give away right now if you want to win some seats at Viejas Arena for tomorrow night's game. Be the fourth caller at 833-288-0973. We'll send you to the game against the Lobos. You can get your tickets now at GoAztecs.com for what is close to a must-win game if San Diego State wants some at-large hopes for the NCAA tournament. That's tomorrow night, 833-288-0973. Paulie's got his Rindle Report, got some headlines we haven't gotten to yet in our final segment coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, GEGE000466.
First, though, we'll tell you about 7 Mile Casino. It is Monday, it's 9:30, and the great thing about 7 Mile is it doesn't matter what day it is, what time of the day it is, it is open. It is 24/7, one of the few options in San Diego for entertainment. For dining, you can show up whenever you're off work. If you got the weird schedule and you're looking for just a couple of hours having fun, head on down to 7 Mile Casino and check out one of their amazing card tables.
Bro, it's 7 minutes away from downtown. You can drive down there for 20 minutes, play some California-style blackjack, win some loot, turn around and walk out the door.
It's a good strategy.
It's right there, dude.
Just walk out. It doesn't feel like you're wasting your time because you just drove an hour
to
get to another card. Well, I got to stay here for a while
exactly.
And make it worth my time.
Exactly. It's not a big, long day trip, man. You can make a quick jaunt over to 7 Mile Casino. It's a smoke-free environment as well. You walk in, it does not feel like a dingy card room because it's not a dingy card room. It's a really, really cool establishment. So if you haven't been yet, we'd appreciate you going out, sampling it for yourself. Check it out at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
What's going on?
I mean, he's not dying or anything.
Well,
he's
worried. I'm saying we should update Tier 1s on Cole Paplum, who is the Padres pitcher who took a line drive to the face.
How's
yesterday.
He doing?
He is stable, which isn't the most, I don't know, the greatest of news. I mean, stable is better than not stable, but Mike Schilt said he had multiple fractures in his face.
Oh, God, no, 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 no.
He said he is, stable, but the pain has started to subside a bit. Everything that was positive also sounded horrifically bad. I mean, hopefully there's no long... He was alert. I don't know how alert I want to be if my face is fractured and the pain was continuing. He didn't sleep that well, Mike Schilt said, which you'd imagine.
Yeah.
So, honestly, while it was couched as kind of like probably going to be okay, sounds like it was a pretty miserable last, 16 hours for Cole Paplum, unfortunately.
Dude, holy
he was at
cow.
The ER, got all the imaging, but he is stable, so, at least he seems to be out of any critical danger from the line drive.
I think that's as bad as good news can
get. Yeah, as bad as good news can get. Yeah. I freaked Ben out, and I said, we need to also update people on Fernando Tatis. And Ben said, is he okay? We were coming back.
And then
I go,
you said, no.
I go, no.
What do you mean, no? We knew he had the flu. He came back on Sunday and got some treatment. He didn't really work out, but I thought that was probably a sign that he was getting better. Now, he's not in the lineup today.
That says Fernando Tatis Jr. This is per A.J. Cassavell. He's still battling illness. Sort of unclear when he'll play his first Cactus League game. He's going to require a little bit more recovery, Mike Schilt said. I have heard that this new iteration of the flu is pretty bad, man. Like 8-9 days, it's knocking people out. The worst I've ever had is about a 2-day flu. 2 days seems to be about the max that I could get, knock on wood. But I've heard this new
I've had a week long before.
Have you really? A week?
Awful.
Oh my, just body just atrophies.
I lost like 17 pounds, which wasn't the worst.
It's not the worst.
But, dude, I mean, couldn't hold soup down. Trying to, like, a saltine cracker, like, every, like, 8 hours. It was, It was awful.
Yeah, so I've heard it's nasty. So that's super cool that we're on our way there and it's going around. So excited. I guarantee you I'm going to get that before we come back.
You know what, we're good. Outside. I mean, it's probably transmitted more indoors.
Yeah, maybe.
So we're pretty much outdoors when we're there.
Probably cross him off the list.
Hey, Fernando's feeling a little bit better if you guys want to chat with him on Thursday.
No.
This, is cold, but way better during spring training than the season's already started.
Of course.
And I pity the first pitcher Tatis has to face when he does finally come
when
back.
He's feeling back, man. Yeah. I'm not. As Brandon said, I'm not too worried about Tatis not playing February 24th. Now March 24th, it's a different story. I'm with you 100%.
Even a month from now, they'll still be playing spring training games,
which is insane to think about.
We'll be very close to opening day, but technically, I believe their last spring training game is like the 24th or 25th. So we're still got a month left of Cactus League games. It's a long way to go.
I just was really looking forward to opening day, and now you've just really thrown a monkey wrench into it because we've got so long until it happens.
You've got like three trips before opening day.
No, I only have.
Just two?
Two. Just two?
No. Three.
Don't exaggerate. I don't have three. I only have two.
But I'm with you guys on spring training.
I know.
I have two other trips. I'll miss a total on those trips of 2 days of work.
I know. Okay. It'll be fine.
All right.
And this is a good time to do it.
It's a great time.
In the middle
to do
of spring training when things are there. I mean, the players are like, all right, let's go. It's
might
time,
he be,
time to start the season.
Might he be feigning the flu? Because I know that I might.
If it was 2 weeks from now, I'd say yes. I think he'd probably
you probably
want to
get in there
right
and get
now.
Some licks. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Get some swings right now. All right, Paulie's got the Rindle Report. We'll get to the last headlines after our final check of traffic with Kelly Danick here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Are you going to put hot beef in there or what, Paul? You're waiting for hot beef in there. We haven't heard hot beef in a while.
Hot beef!
I don't hear it enough. Neil, I think about it on the weekend. I will be driving around and I'll just go, hot beef! I just yell it in the car. Really,
hot
really.
Hot beef!
It makes me laugh every time.
Oh, that's good. I will add it in next time some edits are made. Let's see. First off, this morning, how about some good audio? We'll just always start with the good audio. Now, I'm trying to pull up the actual video. Okay, this was the Rangers and Sabres?
Yes.
Buffalo?
Yes, Buffalo.
In the NHL. Just an all-time F-bomb that made it onto the airwaves.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we cannot play the actual raw audio.
We had to edit it in a way that makes sense for FCC purposes.
Which is a bummer. And I almost, when I sent it over to you guys, I go, it kind of defeats like the whole purpose.
Because the F-bomb is so good.
It's so emphatic.
It's so
just
good.
Perfectly timed. But there is part of the broadcast crew, one guy, he's sitting in one like near the penalty box.
Yep.
And you'll hear a puck gets hit and it goes right at this guy who's like, I'm picturing like the sideline reporter, whatever the equivalent is, right, in the NHL.
Ringside reporter, rinkside reporter.
So we had to replace the actual F-bomb, even though it was as perfect of an F-bomb as
he got hit in the head with a flying hockey puck. Have you ever felt a hockey
They're
puck?
They're very heavy.
I might even think about cursing if that happens.
No doubt. And then take said hockey puck and freeze it into a block of ice. And then hit it, you know, anywhere between 80 and 90 miles an hour off your stick or however.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0.
Fudge.
In the opening period. And Razor just took another one. And that was a rocket. Doctors checking Razor out very quickly. That was close to the eye.
His mic was on. It wasn't like a back. It wasn't background.
His mic was on.
Yeah.
Like they were about to go to him to hear about an injured player or something, and you hear whack.
Oh.
F.
The puck has dropped, and it's 4-0.
Fudge.
Yeah. I mean, he got domed with
the
it.
Clip went
now
everywhere.
He's
if you haven't seen
a
it,
big fine from the FCC.
Better not
probably
be.
A suspension.
Better not be. His ball. If he gets suspended or
called
anything,
into the office.
if they even say a word to him. I would be livid. I'd be like, "You're joking me, dude!" Like, "Oh,
you gotta let that one slide."
You need to be a professional. Be like, "I was being a professional. You're lucky I didn't drop 100 of those in a row." I would have gone nuts, dude. One more time. I have to hear it one more time.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0.
Fudge
in the opening period, and Razor just took another one.
I swear.
And that was a rocket.
Another one.
They said they got him last year. He got hit in the face.
Poor guy.
I'm not kidding you. If there was a way that I could Venmo the FCC $500, it would be worth it because this guy's F-bomb is the best of all time.
I'm trying to picture now, like, Scan sitting in his dugout spot.
Just one in the throat.
Going,
Fudge. I mean, it is. It's unbelievable.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0.
Fudge. What was the game? What game was that again?
New
Sabres,
York Rangers and Buffalo Sabres.
Razor, they call it. I think every team has a Razor. The Stars had a Razor for years. I think every team's got a Razor there on the sideline. Oh, Razor Ray Ferraro. Yeah, okay, I know that name.
Oh, he was on the Kings.
Just squarely said, that's a tough-ass dude. It would have killed.
Tyler says Scanlon would drop a gee willikers.
You're a real crumb creep for hitting me in the face with that puck.
You're a crumb creep. You're a real crumb bum. You're a crumb creep coward.
What a threesome that is, man, by the way.
Fudge. Fudge.
I mean, wears it, dude. It happened to me at a Seals game one time. Where
lacrosse ball.
It was a lacrosse ball, and those suckers hurt, too.
Don't you just have a little tiny...
So right in front of me,
yeah.
Right in front of me, I'm standing there, it's pregame, and one of our old Seals, Garrett McIntosh was his name. So they'll do the thing where they go to the glass, they get the ball, and they just pound it off the glass. And it just rings in your head and rattles your head, and they bang it off the glass right in front of you. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right, Mac, come on, relax. There's a tiny hole about yay big.
Just a little bit bigger than
the size
of a ball. A
little bit bigger than the size of a ball that I feed the refs balls during the game if one goes out of play. McIntosh hits the shot of his lifetime and puts it through the hole, and it hits me right in the dingus. Right in it. And I doubled over in pain, and he starts dying laughing. I start dying laughing. Now, it was Frank No Beans, thank God. Because if it were the beans, it would have been in trouble. But it was Frank, and no problem there.
I've been at a Gulls game. I was sitting with my buddy, and our section was fairly empty, so there was a seat in between us, and a puck came flying over the glass right at us. And, like, if you blinked, you wouldn't have seen it even coming. And it hit the backing of the chair next to us. It was so loud. It was, I don't know, a foot away from hitting one of us.
Sounds like a gunshot.
It just wham!
It just is terrifying.
And I'm pretty sure I said what old Razor said.
Craig said that they're still working on the netting at the new front wave. And so for soccer games, there's just balls flying into the crowd at 80 miles an hour. Mm. And they have to, like, warn people, hey, you know, head on a swivel, guys, because these dudes are really good and they kick really hard. That's like a whole other sport in and of itself, you know, trying to dodge balls and pucks and things in play. So, really interesting.
All right. Finally, next sports story today. This is, I guess, a good cause, but a very weird auction that has been brought to my attention. You guys all remember Adrian Wojnarowski, the former ESPN top NBA insider. He left the industry to go be the GM of his alma mater's basketball program, St. Bonaventure.
Yep.
He posted on X this morning, breaking: Woj bombs are history, but now you can be a part of them. Own the iPhones I used to report the biggest stories in basketball. Use the link to bid on my original iPhones, NBA draft credentials, dinner with me, and more to help at Bonnie's Men's Basketball NIL. NIL. So it'd be like the San Diego State, what is it, the Mesa Foundation, they have their NIL fund, and they're hosting this auction. But I actually pulled it up, and yeah, there's 8 days remaining on the Woj Collection online auction. Where
so
you can
what, buy his old dead his iPhone
old dead
4?
iPhone,
yeah. iPhone no, used no. to break the Paul George and Kawhi Leonard trade. That was it's currently at $350. You can bet on his draft credential for the year that Wemby was drafted.
I'd rather have the draft credential than the iPhone. It just looks like every other iPhone.
The iPhone that he used to break the news that the NBA had suspended their season due to COVID in 2020, that's up to $525.
That's interesting.
He's got his ESPN ID badge, dinner with Woj, a video call with Woj.
Dinner is fun.
What do you do with that iPhone? You bought it. Now, do you put it in some sort of case?
People come to your house for dinner and they go, what is that? Oh, Woj broke the Paul George trade on this. Oh, fantastic, dude. Some money to burn.
What on earth do you do?
They're like, prove it. I mean, it's it doesn't turn on. It's 17 years old.
It's at $525 right now, and it's still got $8 left. I mean,
that's one of his parents bidding on it. You know what I mean? Like, that's not somebody that really wants that.
Brandon wants to know, can I bid on the phone Passan used to announce Manny to the Padres? Would you want that?
No.
No.
I've got a lifetime friendship contract with Manny Machado. I'm good.
You don't need that phone.
Yeah. Yeah, Curtis said it'd be really more interesting if none of the data was wiped. Now, that's true. If you could plug it in and read the texts and stuff, like, about that trade and getting that, that would be really, really interesting.
I would have to assume that he wiped.
I would imagine, too, because all the contact list, people are like, hey, is this Charles Barkley?
So, like, his bank login?
Hello? Hello? Is this Dominique Wilkins? Oh, my God, it is. He drank up real quick. So funny.
All right.
It's a dead iPhone.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's not like this is mean of me to say, but it's not like it's for charity or something. I want my basketball team to have more money. Give me more of your money, and I'll give you my junk left over from my career.
If you're a fan of the school, you can kind of, in your head, write it off as a charity donation.
Right? I guess, yeah. So, like, when we retire, Ben, we could do, like, a Ben and Woods garage sale. You know, here's our very first T-shirt. We just want a cool $250 for it. Amazing.
Here's the shirt Woods was wearing when he was apparently mentioned on the Howard Stern show.
This is it.
All right. And then finally, this is a weird gambling story out of Pennsylvania. A 46-year-old man won a $57,000 jackpot at a casino this month.
Nice.
Only problem is he's not going to get the money because, well, he's an addict. He has a gambling problem, and he had previously banned himself from the casino. They have a program where you can self-ban yourself, and that says, if I collect any money from this casino, you don't give it to me. Like, I don't want it. I don't want the buzz and the high of a win. I have to change my life.
Why are you there?
Then why did he go?
Because he's an addict.
Right, but if you know you can't win, that should stop him from going in the first place.
Here's a short clip of him doing a news hit earlier last week.
They have an option of 1 year, 5 years, or a lifetime ban. It is enforced if they enter a casino while on the list with penalties for trespassing, and that includes a fine, and also forfeiture of all winnings achieved during the visit.
So he could potentially have to pay a fine.
It's like his way of keeping himself accountable. But he actually hit a almost $60,000 jackpot and gets
used to work with a guy that did this for adult films, and I'm not joking. He had an accountability partner that would have, if he looked at an adult film, his buddy would get the text.
What?
True story.
Wow.
If he logged into something.
Like Stephen Woods just logged in.
I do not want to be your accountability
partner.
Please,
Ben, please.
By the way, this is going to sound horrible because I know gambling addiction is a real problem. It's only a problem when you lose. It's not a problem when you win $57,000 jackpots.
Give that man his money.
We're done. Annie and Elston are coming up next. We will be here tomorrow and then off to spring training in Peoria. For Paulie, for Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fam.